Donald Trump isn't even the official presidential nominee for the Republican Party, but that did not stop him from appointing someone to lead his transition to the White House. Earlier today, Trump announced that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be his transition team chairman. Here now to talk about this unusual development is New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz, who joins us by Skype. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Sean.
So we're 6 months away from the presidential election. Is it unusual that Trump is naming a transition team in May?
Well, we've had another candidate in this race who named a running mate while losing the primary, and that didn't work out well for Ted Cruz, but maybe this will work for Trump. He doesn't do anything in a traditional way. As a point of comparison, it wasn't until September 2008, the last time there was an open seat for the presidency, that it started to leak out that Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama had appointed transition team leaders. And no one from the campaigns even wanted to discuss it then because it was considered uncouth. Obama didn't make an official announcement about his transition team until after he actually, you know, won the actual election.
So why is Trump doing this now and why Christie?
He did it because he's Trump and he doesn't follow any normal playbook. And he did it because 70 odd days ago, Christie made this bet that Trump was going to be the nominee. He endorsed Trump and that was enormously helpful for the candidate. It gave him the first real dose of legitimacy from the Republican establishment. Trump today called Christie extremely knowledgeable and loyal. The key is loyalty. Christie has since been at Trump's side at campaign rallies and post-primary press conferences. They talk almost every day. Christie spent his 30th wedding anniversary a couple months ago at Trump's Mar-a-Lago retreat, helping with debate prep. He's already been viewed as giving the campaign some seriousness as an intermediary between Trump's camp of fringe political operatives and more traditional so-called establishment Republicans. And now Christie has a more formal role in this campaign. Transition team might not sound like much, but it's a hugely important job. Christie will effectively be helping to create a policy team and therefore the policies of a Trump campaign and a Trump administration. And Christie gets to be where he always wants to be, and that's in the mix, in the conversation. He's going to be able to collect resumes of potential cabinet members, hold interviews, and of course, you know, this could presage Christie as Trump's VP pick.
Talk about the personal relationship, an interesting personal relationship between Trump and Christie.
Yeah, they met about 14 years ago at a Trump Tower dinner in which Trump ordered Christie's food for him. Christie then attended Trump's third wedding. And the men and their wives have had dinner occasionally for many years since then, even though Mary Pat Christie has complained that Trump talks too much during dinner. Then as the presidential campaign began, Christie mocked all of Trump's major policy ideas. It looked like the men weren't getting along. Trump literally at one point accused Christie of knowing about Bridgegate. He accused him of therefore having committed a federal crime, but I guess that's water under the bridge. I'm sorry, had to use the pun there. And now Trump is headlining a $25,000 per person fundraiser for the New Jersey Republican Party next week. And what's amazing about that is the party needs the money because they owe about $500,000 to law firms related to the Bridgegate investigation that ensnared them back in 2014. Trump is also holding a rally in New Jersey next week with Christie, a public rally, but he's charging $200 a head. And that's unprecedented for a Trump rally, but the money is going not to Trump, but to retire the debt for Christie's failed presidential campaign.
So I guess Trump no longer cares about Bridgegate, but maybe he will again, given the fact that there's a Bridgegate trial coming up.
Yep, Bridgegate trial in September, and Christie could conceivably be called to testify. With Christie playing such a high-profile role in this campaign, that could certainly be a distraction for Trump. Another possible issue that Trump should think about if he hasn't already, the New York Times reported last weekend that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has also been tapped to prepare for the transition to the White House. So that means that Christie and Kushner will be working together, and that could be awkward because Christie, as U.S. attorney, sent Jared Kushner's father to prison for tax evasion, witness tampering, and illegal campaign contributions. And there's another tangential Bridgegate connection here. Former Christie appointee David Wildstein, who pleaded guilty in the Bridgegate scheme, he used to work for Jared Kushner. Kushner bought politicsnj.com, the political gossip site, from Wildstein, and Kushner still runs it today.
WNYC reporter Matt Katz, thanks so much as always, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
You're listening to WNYC.